This is listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLW Chicago, broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University. Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot. Tonight on the program, we are proud to present Radio Yule Log, featuring the talents of Jenny Walters, Chuck Walters, Paul Dickinson, and myself, I'm John Wansell. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio experience that explores the possibilities of radio. For more information, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. And now, on this holiday of holidays, Blind Spot invites you to sit back and listen to your radio as if it was a log in the fire. Blind Spot presents Radio Yule Log.
I can't hear anything.
Blind Spot presents Radio Yule Log.
This is Chuck Walters in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm about to light the fire in our fireplace for the first time this Christmas season. I think ever since Prometheus brought fire from the heaven, the fireplace has been a staple in most homes. Before then, people had a little hole in the roof for the smoke to crawl out, and then they were able to maybe open the door, but otherwise the smoke would take over. First thing you have to do to build a fire is check the vent. Make sure the vent is open. Even if it is open and it's extremely cold outside, it's a good idea to take a newspaper, flame it up, and hold it up the chimney in order to get a draft started. Sometimes the air is so heavy that it holds the smoke down and sends it back into your living room, and then you have to open the doors to get the smoke out of the living room. So here goes. First of all, I'm going to have a little bit of kindling. I got to break the kindling. Okay, we're going to put the kindling in the fireplace. Here's another. There we go. Now I'm going to put the newspaper in and flame it up the chimney. Make sure that we don't get a smoke kickback. Get the usual match out. There goes the fire. Here it is, flaming up a little bit.
There you go.
All right, now I'm going to hold it up there. You won't be able to hear the fire because it's quite gentle. I want to just get the draft up the chimney. Now you're going. Now we put some newspapers under the kindling. That should be enough to get this very dry material started. Next, I'm going to lay a couple of logs on the fire. Here's another one that looks pretty dry. It's nice if you can keep your logs dry, but unfortunately, many times we have the logs out in the weather, and we had a little rain the other night, so we may have a bit of trouble here, but I don't think so. I'm going to give it a little more flame. One thing I would like to caution everybody, you know, people take the Christmas wrappings off their gifts and put them in the fireplace and send them up the chimney, a very dangerous practice because many a house fire is started that way. You'd be surprised at the flaming capability of wrapping paper and cellophane and things like that. Here goes a little more assistance to the kindling. It's getting started. You can hear it there, I think, if you listen carefully. Can you hear that? Okay, the fire is going. It's drafting up the chimney. It's not kicking back into the family room at all. And it's going to be warming this room very well. When we had an ice storm and didn't have electricity for about 6 days, I kept this fire going in this fireplace around the clock, and it kept the house, at least this part of it, fairly warm, at least tolerable to where you could live here. Otherwise, you couldn't stay here. The pipes would all freeze. The fireplace is a staple in American history. Even the slave cabins that we still have around in Missouri had a fireplace. There were six fireplaces in Andrew Jackson's home. Every home had a fireplace with an iron rod pivoting on which you could hang a pot of something, stew or food, to be warmed. Now you can hear the fire crackling. Go ahead. Here's the fire crackling. Now, if you want to put a sleeve in your fireplace, it can draw in cold air and kick out hot air, and it's much more efficient, but that makes the room too hot. We set up the fireplace to hang out the stockings for the children and the grandchildren, and when it's real cold, I just bank it, and in the morning, throw another log on the fire and keep it going. Now it's burning. The logs are taking fire. They're taking fire real nicely, and that's good for maybe 2-3 hours, what I have in there right now. Okay. Okay, now let's just set back. I'm sorry you can't see it, but let's just listen to the little crackle of the fire. It's the most pleasing sound on planet Earth. Now, if I have Osage orange in the fireplace, it will crackle and pop like firecrackers going off. And you have to be sure you have a screen in front of the fireplace in order to keep sparks from going out on the carpets or anything like that. I'll give it a little poke with the poker here. There, now it's got a little better exposure to the flame from the dry kindling wood that got the thing rolling in the first place. I think at this time I'm going to throw just one more log on the fire for good, keep this going well into the morning. you hear that? Can you hear that? If you were here on scene, you could hear it very well. How well the transmission works, we can't tell for sure, but I think you can hear it. Catching on. She's jumping up again. It's picking up, even though the logs are a little damp. The heat is overcoming that dampness. The fire is now lighting up a semi-darkened room. It's what we call in Missouri a rip-reatin' fire. So we don't have any sparks go out on the carpet or in the room. And we sit back and enjoy the fire, and if you have a hot toddy to go with it, that is wonderful.
You have been listening to Blind Spot Radio Yule Log, featuring the talents from Kansas City, Chuck and Jenny Walters. The program was engineered and produced by Paul Dickinson and John Wanzel. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio experience that explores the possibilities of radio. For more information about this program, as well as future shows, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. Tune in next week for another unique live radio experience as Blind Spot presents New Year's Day. Thank you for listening. I hope that the radio has kept you warm. This has been Blind Spot. Thank you.